Throughout his term, President Bush has basked in positive job approval ratings on his handling of key issues. But a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press finds that attitudes about the president's performance are beginning to shift, dragged down by concerns about the economy and the conflict in Iraq. Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center, and he joins us now. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Voters in this survey said the issue they were most concerned about is the economy. And in this sense, George W. Bush finds himself in almost the same position that his father was in 1991.
The parallels are striking. Forgive me, I'll read you the numbers. In 91, 58% of the voters volunteered in a survey at about this time, October, that the economy was the number one problem they want to see the candidates for the presidency address. In 95, it fell to 20%. In 99, it fell to 6%. Guess what? It's back up to 49%. So like his father, President Bush has an electorate that's very focused on the economy, almost to the exclusion of all other issues. If you say, what's the one issue that
and
you
this is
hear?
The issue that they're concerned about. What? How do they rate the president's performing on the on his handling of the economy?
Pretty awfully. I mean, he gets a 43% approval, 48% disapproval. And that's so with the entire domestic agenda. On health care, he gets a 32. The president has not done well with the American public in dealing with domestic concerns. And now what we see is Iraq beginning to take its toll on the president's approval ratings and sentiment to reelect him. It's not the decision to go to Iraq. That's not what's eating at people with regard to the president. It's the way the situation is being handled. He's getting lower grades on that. And our analysis show that and the economy are driving down sentiment to reelect President Bush. And the one thing that has kept the president's approval ratings up there, the evaluations the public gives him on terrorism, are not as so salient, not so important as they were earlier in the year.
And he still gets good numbers.
And he gets a 66. Very lopsided evaluations of the president.
What does all this mean for the voters' perception of the president, not just as the commander-in-chief, but as the candidate for president in 2004?
Well, we now have 45% saying they'd like to see President Bush reelected, and 43% saying they might vote for a Democrat and might like to see a Democrat reelected. A few months ago, in April, it was 48-34. That's a pretty steep drop. Now, of course, we don't have a real Democratic candidate, but conceptually, there's a lot more opposition to a Bush second term than there was just a month or two ago.
Now, this was not the only poll that was conducted and released this week. How do your numbers square with some of the other polls?
They all pretty much show the same thing. Our surveys show a little bit higher support for President Bush because it was conducted over a longer period of time. But when we look at the last 2 days of interviewing, we find about a 50% approval rate for President Bush rather than the 55 we had for the overall period.
Generally, when you look at numbers like this and you start to see a dip, what does that usually mean as you look into the future? Are these usually temporary dips, or is it the beginning of what could be a longer slide?
Well, it's clear with all of the polls going in the same direction that some significant segment of the American public is rethinking President Bush, and President Bush is going to have to regain some of the ground he's lost. He's going to have to do it with the economy seeming to improve. He's going to have to do it with better news out of Iraq and Iraq seeming to get better and seem more stable and seem like a peaceful place rather than war-torn and potentially more dangerous than it was a month or two ago.
Andy, it's been good talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.